This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I'm drinking with my right hand, by the way, because what is a lot of people come and they confuse the matter. I say, why do you keep drinking? Every time. This is my right hand. I know you're looking at it and it looks like left, but it's a flip. Okay, so this is my right hand. And I'm drinking. I say, Bismillah. Very good. Very well then. Today I just want to talk to you about a couple of issues because it's been festering in the atmosphere for some time and I think it's worth addressing. Now, those who follow me know where I stand in terms of the spectrum, in terms of how I conceive of other Muslims, how I deal with other Muslims, especially Muslims who mean no hostility and mean no harm. They will know that I haven't got an issue. I'm not a sectarian, Hizbi individual who calls to a particular group of scholars. They will know that I'm not on that stuff. Okay, I am not on that stuff. Whereupon, the Sunni wasatiyah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, the way which is the way the Prophet Muhammad SAW ordained. We're not here to do tabdiyas and takfirs unless the matter is extremely clear. Everyone knows this, and we've been, in a sense, in opposition to those who have been on the fringes, you understand, of tabdiyah and takfir. And that's clear on the public record. However, there are limits in it. So for example, I just came back from America. ICNA invited me. ICNA is one of the biggest conventions. It was a great atmosphere. I had received good hospitality. There was a few mishaps here and there. I'm not going to expose anyone. Don't worry about it. But it was a good atmosphere. And the people, it was an electric environment. The support for the Dawah was unbelievable. For those who are there, know what I'm talking about. But other people were saying, like, how comes you going to a place where you've got people like Ilhan Omar and these kinds of people there? That is a question. And I will answer that question by telling you exactly what I believe on the matter. Because this is a world viewpoint. It's an ideological point. It's a manhaj point. Those who are on the manhaj of Wasatiyya and true Islam, yeah, will understand why I went there, why I would go there again. I haven't got a problem going to anywhere, in fact, doing dawah in any place, you know, except for a toilet maybe, or some, you know, these areas where you're not allowed to mention Allah's name. However, what I'm saying to you is very clear. Before I go into why and this and that and what the manhaj is and what the correct position according to what the position I follow is, before I go into all of that, I'm going to just put one point to you. I do agree, actually, with the condemnation of the fact that there's been this acquiescence. There has been an acquiescence from the American Du'at, not all of them, of course, but a lot of them. Yaqeen Institute, the leaders of it, Omar Sulaiman, Yasser Qadi, and all of those guys. I don't agree with their stance. I think their stance is absolutely wrong. When they're trying to placate, you know, these individuals, placate Ilhan Omar, in effect, I believe that they're pushing her towards the hellfire. That's what I think they're doing, innit? I think they're all pushing her towards the hellfire and pulling with her to the hellfire those, you understand, who don't, yeah, Muslims, who are getting confused by not just the general principles of Islam, but actually the attitudes that we are meant to have towards certain practices which are against Islam. For example, homosexuality. So Ilhan Omar has come on the record supporting in all vigor LGBTQ. Now, what I'm saying is this. As individuals, we say let bygones be bygones. We're not here to force our religion on people from the LGBTQ community, or we're trying to enforce a worldview on them. In many ways, we actually can and do accept them for what they are. People of the LGBTQ community, we accept you for who you are. We don't actually have a problem with you being wherever you are and living your lives in such a way that wouldn't affect us, yani, unless you come and try and force it upon us. But in likewise format, we expect you to have the same attitude towards us. Yes, we will call you to Islam, and yes, Islam is a religion which explicitly goes against these practices. It's haram, just like extramarital affairs are haram and premarital sex is haram, prohibited in the religion of Islam. However, with all due respect, people in the LGBTQ community in the West cannot and should not expect us to support their rights to do whatever they want us to do, whatever they want to do. of things that go against our moral worldview. In my view, that's the equivalent of meat eaters forcing vegetarians to rally for their rights to eat meat. Now, you may find the occasional meat eater a vegetarian that would do that. But many vegetarians would say, you know what, this goes against my worldview, and you can't expect me to do something like that. These are not the terms of engagement. And these should not be the terms of engagement. And these are not the terms of engagement we accept or shall accept, or it makes sense for us to accept. We're not even getting anything out of it. I'll be honest with you. I'm so sorry to say, Yanni. What are we getting out of it? What are we getting out of it? I want to know what material benefit are we getting out of this nonsense alliance that you guys, Yaqeen, have created. Tell me what. I want to know. Has money been sent to your account? I don't think any money has been sent to your account, because if that was the case, there'd be some problems, even bigger problems. Have they gone in Parliament and done something? Has any legislation been changed? What are the metrics of... There's nothing to show that we're benefiting from this thing at all. With all due respect. What if you withdraw that now? Are they going to go against Muslims? What are you scared of them? Like, what is it? What is this strategic allegiance? And what is this ijtihad that you've come with? And who's making this ijtihad? Of all due respect, who can make that ijtihad in your organization? Who's a mujtahid? Where are the shurut of ijtihad? His mutawaffira on who? I'm sorry to say it, and I love the brother, and I genuinely think he's a force of good. I'm not like the brothers that attack him. And I won't be, by the way. Amr Suleiman, Dr. Amr Suleiman, the leader of Yaqeen. Beautiful brother, excellent, very eloquent, very articulate. You know, when I first saw there was an interfaith he'd done one time with a Jew and a Christian, and it was very nice. And even the comments, you look at the comment section, it's brilliant. He's a great advocate, yeah, and he's a great articulator. But is he a mujtahid? No, he's not. Aisha radiallahu anha said to us, "Umirna an nunazzila an-nas manazilahum." We have been commanded to put people in their place. So let me tell you from now, he's a student of knowledge. Doesn't matter if I or he or anybody else has acquired a PhD from that university or masters from that university. At best, you're a student of knowledge, Omar. At best. Let me let you know that. Just like almost everybody, Jonathan Brown, who I spoke to, great academic, proper doctor. His academic ability is better than most people who are scholars, who are mujtahids, but he's not a mujtahid himself. Do you understand that? You have to know that. Yeah? There are people that are given titles to themselves, which they don't deserve those titles, and it doesn't make sense for them to have those titles. And in fact, it's classically and traditionally, it would not be acceptable. So everyone must know their place. So you can't say, it's a matter of ijtihad, therefore la inkar fi masail khilaf, that everyone do their thing. It's wanadhuru ba'dhuna ba'dha, and let's just leave it as it is. No, we're going to condemn that, actually. That you're placating, the way you're mitigating, yeah, the sting of these individuals is to placate to that Ilhan Omar and acquiesce to her kufr. As I say, you're just pushing her into the hellfire, because you're making her think that what she's saying is okay. If you're giving her a platform and you're not even going against what she's saying, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ. This is what reminds me of Bani Israel in the part in the Quran. They don't even do nahi an munkar no more. This is what actually it is, yani. So that's point number two. Point number two on Yaqeen is, like, you guys do a lot of good work. A lot of people come and say, well, there's this article by person Fulan and this article which has shubuhat. I agree. There are problematic articles, but they're very good articles as well. Fantastic articles in there. And Malik, he said, كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهُ وَيُرَدُّ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا صَاحِبْ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. That everybody, you take something from them and you reject something from them, except for the companion of this grave. And he pointed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So do I have a stance of Yaqeen where I say everything they say is rubbish and it's like, yani, for false analogies of it's like drinking water and you put a little bit of poison and drink it. These are false analogies, because if that's the case, then you shouldn't be reading the books of Ibn Hazm. You shouldn't be reading the book. If you're a Salafist, you shouldn't be reading the books of Ibn Hajar even, if that's the analogy. But we clearly have to have a discursive and filtered way of doing certain things where you can say, okay, I agree with this and I don't agree with this. It's called critical thinking. Instead of trying to stop people from consuming information, the better approach is to teach them what information to consume in what way, to give them the tools to be able to operate in the age of information. Your approach of, oh, don't listen to this guy, don't listen to this guy, that's making al-mamnu' marghub. You're making them want to listen to that guy more. So go ahead and tell them, don't listen to Amr Salman. They're going to love him even more. And that's the irony of the approach anyway. So I'm putting everything in place now. Yeah. These brothers here, they're doing great work, but they're not mushtahids and they can't make a decision like that without condemnation. They cannot. We're not going to allow it. That's haram. That's wrong. It's clear cut in the book of Allah. Like what we're doing here. Secondly, so why did you go and speak with them? Why did you go with them? Blah, blah, blah. I would go and listen. This is what I'm going to say right now. I would go anywhere where anyone asked me to speak. If someone said to me, go speak in a devil worshipping temple and you can say whatever you like and no one's going to restrict what I'm going to say, I'm going to go. If someone says go to a church, I'm going to go. If someone says go to a temple, if I'm not busy, Yanni, you get me? Or go to a Shi'i Husayniya, I'll go. Look, what is the evidence for that? The evidence for that is what Yusuf alayhi salam did in the Quran. He became a minister, okay? He became a minister and he went into a kufr system of governance, okay? No one can argue the Malik in Surah Yusuf and the story of Yusuf was a Muslim. He was a non-Muslim. And Ibn Taymiyyah says about that he did that min babi, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, that fear Allah as much as you can. That's an ayah in the Quran, Surah Taghabun. So fear Allah as much as you can. That he tried. I'll put what Ibn Taymiyyah said about this, because I've got the thing. I'll put it in the comments or something. That's what he said. So if subhanAllah, if Yusuf alayhi salam can enter a governmental infrastructure in order to make things better, min babi wa taqullahu mastata'tum, from the perspective of make things better or have fear of Allah as much as you can, that min bab awla, this is a kufar. And Ibn Taymiyyah says you can know they're kuffar because he's making doing da'wah to them. He says, وَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ أَرْبَابُ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِنْ اللَّهِ الْوَحِدِ الْقَهَارِ أَمِنْ اللَّهِ الْوَحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. That he was even, he mentioned, Ibn Taymiyyah mentions this, is like he's given da'wah to the people and the inmates, and they're not Muslim people. And then he says that, you know, he did that to try and make things better. I'll put the clipping, as I say. So who are you going to agree with 100% anyway? My manhaj, and this is, I believe, the right manhaj, the manhaj of the Salaf, the manhaj, not even just of the Salaf. Forget that. That's secondary now, because what I'm about to say is primary, the manhaj of the Prophets. The manhaj of the Prophets was that you enter a place to try and make things better, wherever that place may be. If you're firm upon what you're upon, then everyone knows my stance. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the way, in the Quran, in that very surah, he made it a point to say, مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ, that Yusuf was not going to put his brother into the deen of the Malik, Benjamin. He wasn't going to make him into the deen, إِلَّا أَيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except for if Allah willed, يعني, because this is in the hands of Allah. But the point is that's not the intention of Joseph. Likewise, it's not my intention to try and pull people to Ilhan Omar. Obviously, everyone knows that. If they consume my content, they know my stances on these issues. Clearly, it's more clear than anything you can see. So the point is that just because you go and speak somewhere, it doesn't mean you agree with everything that the organizers and or the speakers of that event say. And Islam gives general permission, unless otherwise stated, as per, from what we know, the actions of the prophets, yeah, and the aqwal of the ulama, which I've just mentioned. So I see no problem in the manhaj, which is the correct manhaj, which is the sunnah wasatiyah, the mainstream Muslims, the true Muslims, yeah, not the tabdi'is or the takfiris, for us to do what we're doing. Don't sit with him, don't do that, don't do that. No thanks, that's your thing, innit? So, yes, I do condemn, and this is a strong word, I condemn Yaqeen and any other organization that either placate, acquiesce, or even worse, host this wretched individual, yeah, who attacks the deen of Allah, basically. And I don't even know, I can't even imagine why the takfir has not been pronounced upon her, to speak in their events. I can't actually make an excuse for you here, guys. I'm sorry. I wish I could, because I want to, and I have been doing that, and to my detriment. But I don't care, because at the end of the day, it's not about me or you. It's just about the situation. Yeah. So I'm sorry. You know, you're gonna have to fix the situation. You're gonna have to make your positions clear, and you're gonna have to tabarruk from this individual, and all the individuals like her. And what I would recommend for Yaqeen, and for these organizations, quite frankly, is for them to start having an antagonistic approach, a polemical approach, towards some of the heads of the snake, ideologically speaking, which include, but are not limited to, feminism and liberalism. From my understanding, there's not one single article that you guys have attacked these notions. I haven't seen anything like that in your... And I've been a consumer of your stuff. Like, I look at it, I see... I have not seen one thing that attacks feminism or liberalism. So why not do that? That is, if you're an apologetic organization or whatever you were meant to be, then that seems to be a decent starting point. But that's what allyship with the wrong allies is, interfering with the good work that you could otherwise be doing. And as I said in my tweet, this could be your Achilles heel here. So why would you put yourself in that position? It's indefensible to have this insufferable individual being mitigated or placated or otherwise acquiesced to. Ilham. That's my stance. These are my stances. And I don't care if you're okay, these guys have got good relationship with all of them. I don't have a bad relationship with these guys. These are my friends. These are my companions. But وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا وَإِن كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. If you speak the truth, and even if it's someone close to you. So this is my kalimatul haqq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.